So your game is run out, so now you're with a cuss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, Your Honor, I found out after we were married that it was like I was his ex-girlfriend called me at work after we were married and told me of a time when he met her at a donut shop, okay? And at that time, I was across the street in a hospital from the donut shop having a miscarriage with his child, and he's meeting her at the donut shop.
That's not true.
How would she know? I mean, it's just a coincidence that the hospital is directly across the street from the donut shop.
She met him at when you were in the hospital having a miscarriage, he went out of the waiting room to go get him a donut. Because he was at the hospital, right?
Yes.
That may sound funny, but that's
easy. By the fact, Your Honor, I left the hospital to take care of something for her kids. That's the reason why I left the hospital.
Oh, you have some other children?
Yeah.
That's not his?
Yeah.
You got a man and married him. How many other children you have?
Other than him? I mean,
he's not your child.
Well, sometimes it didn't seem like that, though. It didn't seem like that, though, sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. So you label him as part of your children, too. That's why you were taking care of him, I guess.
I guess.
Uh-huh. So how many other minor children do you have other than this man you call your husband?
I have five altogether.
So you have four other children before you married him? Four other children. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
And you married a man that wasn't worth?
Because I take care of my kids. I don't need him to take care of my kids.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Clark.
No, he has not done anything. I take care of my kids.
Ms. Clark, if you have four children,
mm-hmm.
and unless you Rockefeller's great-granddaughter, you're not too rich, right?
No.
You have four children.
Mm-hmm.
You're working
mm-hmm.
by yourself. Why you marry a man that's not working?
Because I was helping him. I loved him. I'm trying to work with him, trying to help him get a job, trying to make him stand up and be responsible.
Ms. Clark, you were trying to make him be your child. And just like he said, and it's sad, but it comes back for real. It's harsher than it sounds. If you knew he didn't have a job before you married him and you were paying all your bills by yourself, why did you ever expect that he was going to help you?
Because he's telling me, oh, just because I don't have a job don't mean things won't get done. I'm going to still hold it down. I'm going to still put food on the table. I'm going to still do this. Don't worry. You know, that's what he's telling me.
And you went for the okey-doke. Because that's what he said, but he wasn't doing any of that. And like he said, you must have been willing to take care of him. And unfortunately, a lot of women find themselves doing that kind of silly stuff.
No.
Because they just want a man around.
No, it's not like that, okay? I thought he was going to stand up and be a man and help me.
That's my point, Mrs. Clark. You thought. You have to see. You don't have to think about some things. As my daddy used to say, some things you have to think about, some things you can just see with your own eyes. And if you saw that he wasn't doing anything, you didn't need to do too much thinking. And when you see a man that's broke and not working and you got four kids, you don't need another child and another mouth to feed. That's all I'm saying is that we fall in love sometimes without thinking. We think we let our emotions take the best of us. And this man's attitude, which he just told you, unfortunately, was, hey, she wouldn't take care of me. I'm going for it. And you, unfortunately, Ms. Clark, it may sound hard, but you put yourself in that position. And sometimes people get upset with me when I tell them the cold truth, but I just tell it like it is. You put yourself in that position, and you had control. I'm not saying that it's right. Trust me, I'm not. And you're not excused for having done it. But any time a man sees that you're willing to take them in when they're not working, and you keep providing for them, that's their attitude, and that's what she's going to do for me. And he's not going to do too much, the average person.
Besides that,
and then you had another baby by him? What was that all about?
When divorce court continues, Corey stuns Judge Mae Blaine.